I hope you will exercise the all-powerful right of the people in an orderly manner.
Stand fast, I said. They are riding upon us.
The jury afterwards said they would have brought in a verdict of unlawful killing.
Some familiar faces, and joining them were hundreds of people for a commemoration of the Peterloo Massacre. On 16th of August 1819, 60,000 people had gathered here calling for political reform.
I just think the Peterloo Massacre is a really significant event in Manchester history.
I think it's really important that we remember it and make a fuss about it.
The Liberty Cap was one of the most potent symbols of the day, a target for the soldiers' sabres. Estimates vary, but up to 18 people may have lost their lives.
These people were killed, and there are relatives alive, descendants of these people who have never got justice. So anything that draws attention to this and this kind of social injustice is very important.
Salford-born director Mike Lee has said he'll be making a film about what happened.
I did write to him and say thank you for doing this project. It's not just a northern issue, it's a nationwide, it's a worldwide issue, you know. But yeah, I mean, I'm sure Mike Lee's sympathies will be with on the right side.
Currently, the only public memorial to the Peterloo Massacre is this plaque on the side of the old Free Trade Hall. But campaigners say they're close to getting a new memorial, which they believe will be more prominent, informative and respectful.
Really important is that whatever the design is, it ends the 200-year history of whitewashing the memory of Peterloo.
Ordinary people have the right to vote because of events such as Peterloo. Almost two centuries on, it remains an infamous part of this region's history.